7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's 6:55 p.m. Why? Because I have a clock right here that says it's actually 19:30 UTC. And that is, of course, only significant because that is the starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, that's right. It's that time again. Dubious Goals Committee time. Yeah. What does that really mean? Yeah, it means it's time to pour the tea. Oh boy, I got some good stuff going here today. Yeah. Can't wait to drink it. It's Dahong Pao. Yay. I needed to get into this Dahong Pao once again. But I'm only on the first infusion. And so that real flavor hasn't come out yet. But I can't wait. Oh, yeah, let's see, let me think. Yeah, by the time my next football game starts, it'll be time to make some more tea, get that second infusion, yes, and then tonight, the third infusion, yes. Ah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to it greatly. But what are we doing right now? Well, right now, we need to get out of the car. Oh, okay. All right, I'm good. Now, you might be asking yourself, where are we? What could we possibly be doing today? Well, the good news is we are somewhere that we have never been before. But we're near a lot of the stuff that we're usually at. Which means what, Tobe? It means we're at the golf course. I just parked in the golf course parking lot and I'm getting out. But what I wanted to do today was to sort of go to the creek, but not in the golf ball area. I wanted to go to the creek after it goes under the golf course. But I am just now realizing, standing here looking at it, that the creek doesn't go all the way under the golf course. It only goes under the golf course for maybe 100 meters before it comes back out. And then it runs next to the school and everything. So I'm in the big field that's between the school and the golf course. And I think this is technically a park. I think this is technically a park. I can't remember the name of it, but it's behind the school, and it's not much of a park. It's just, some tennis courts. So as I'm walking towards the creek, where it is, again, unfettered, not underground, I'm approaching a really weird piece of land. Right up against the sort of the creek here, there's a berm, and then this berm turns 90 degrees. There's a little, what is this all about? How weird. This is very clearly man-made, but it's covered in grass and everything. Anyway, I'm walking up to the creek, and there's some trees down here, old dead trees and some big branches, and I can't see down into the creek. Can I get down into here somehow? Not here. It's very cliffy around here, even if I could get through there. It's a lovely day. The sky is clear. It's about 12 degrees or 13 degrees. It's probably going to get a little bit warmer. I think I saw that it's going to be like 22 or 23 degrees today. I don't know. I was sort of looking at the Weather Channel. Now, can I get into the creek through here? Nope. All I want to do is check the other end of the creek, because I thought, hey, maybe golf balls get washed down here or something. I don't know what I was thinking. But this clearly isn't going to happen, because we got trees. Trees. There's no way to get down there from this side. Oh, I'm vaguely disappointed. This means that we need to find out how to get down in there from the other side. But the other side is residential neighborhood. And so, the other side is golf course. But on the other side of the golf course then is residential neighborhood. So we've got houses and we've got, you know, backyards that we cannot trespass. So what does it all mean, Tobe? How are we going to get into the creek? We got some wind here today. How can I block the wind? Does this help? How are we going to get down into the creek? We need public access to the creek, and there isn't any. Okay. Oh, you know what this means? No, that's not going to work. I was going to say, maybe we need to get into the creek by Jim and Jenny's and go creek walking all the way back upstream. No, that's not going to work, because we're not going to be able to make it past the streets. Because we're going to have to go through tunnels, and tunnels are not good. Unless, of course, the water is frozen, and then everything's groovy. Well, there appear to be a lot of people golfing today. There's a good, more than a dozen. There's probably, how many cars are in the parking lot? It has like 15 cars or more, including mine. Oh, my leg is starting to tighten up. Yeah. And so, maybe lots of golf balls will get lost today. But only the kind of golf balls that I like. I'm looking out. Yeah, I can see some people on the green of the second hole. Standing here from this angle, I can now see what's going on. The hole that gets the most golf balls knocked into the creek, where we're finding them, and somebody just must have knocked one in there because this guy's walking back from the creek, is the second hole. And the first hole is right next to the building and parking lot here. And this is how balls are getting into the head of the creek. The second hole, which also runs along the creek, is the golden hole for us. That's the one that gets all the balls knocked into it. Hooray. Hooray to lay to lay to lay to lay. It's a lovely little golf course. The building that they fixed up is looking really great. They re-bricked some of it. They cleaned a brick. The columns are up. The roof is done. Oh, it looks beautiful. It's brand new. New glass sliding windows and no steel bars. It looked pretty brutal beforehand with all the bars. It looked like a little jail. Anyway, I'm back at my car. So let's plug in the magic music machine and listen to a little bit of music for the drive home. Well, actually, I probably would notice, but perhaps I wouldn't. You know better than I do, Bernard. That was Subculture by New Order. Haven't heard that in a while. Huh. I'm kind of glad that we heard that. All right. New Order. Yeah, makes me want to do synth stuff, but we can't. Why can't we do synth stuff? Because it's time to take attendance.
Okay. Brenda?
Oh, Brenda. You know what? Should we fund this? Should I get some funding?
Fund it.
Okay. Go on.
Present. Astronomic kit. Present. Ghost Bear. Ghost Bear.
Where the hell is Ghost Bear?
Uh-oh. Tardy again.
God damn it. Wait! Oh my god! Ah! Ghost Bear! He's going crazy! Ah! Oh my god.
Oh, Ghost Bear. I guess you're here after all. And Ted, I'm gonna mark you down as absent. Forever.
Oh, that's rich. Oh, my God. Ghost Bear, he was here the whole time after all. And poor Ted, always getting murdered by Ghost Bear. Anyway, as I sit here, sipping tea, how about a little bit more? As I sit here sipping tea, I'm continuing to contemplate how I'm going to get into the creek there. There's a stretch of creek that... how do I describe this? Where we normally go down for golf balls is on the edge of the golf course. And then as the creek flows into the golf course, it goes under the golf course... And then it comes out about 100 meters down. And then there's this stretch that then, you know, goes down into the patio. But anyway, we got to figure out how to get into that funny stretch between the golf course and what street is that? I guess it's Maplewood. You know, I'm starting to think, is there a way to get down there from... Oh, no, I just realized something. Oh, where is that? It's in the... Yeah, okay. What we need to do is to go down by the swimming pool. Down by the swimming pool, there's a spot where there's access to the creek. And there's no trees in the... You can get down in there, but then can we... See, the way the creek flows and erodes the creek banks, I think that's a cliff right there. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to get down there. I should have taken a look at that before I came back home. Oh, I wasn't thinking. Yeah, but what else is new? Of course I wasn't thinking. I'm never thinking, am I? No. And that's why we need some more music. What's it going to be? How about some... Bizarre artifacts. How about some Jack Radix? Yes. What the hell is going on here? All I want is this digital media to start up properly. Okay, here we go.
Sex a thing, yeah. Where did you come from, baby? Pennsylvania. What did you come from, baby? Did you know to come to me now? Hey, how did you know I needed you so bad, late? And did you know that I give my heart gladly?
Isn't that fun? Jack Raddix doing the hot chocolate classic sexy thing. Oh, where did you come from, baby? Well, I gotta say, I do believe in miracles. Since you came along, you sexy thing, you. Oh, yes. I must say, I do appreciate it when a sexy thing comes along. I'll just
Boy,
be sta-
are you
what?
Gonna get it
oh,
now?
God
what?
Damn it!
Look at that greasy mess you
no,
made.
No, no, no.
Aaron Long just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
Kirk Cameron is not a sexy thing. And I gotta tell you, 1981 mom is coming up short too. Even though she's gonna walk in and say,
"Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?"
Oh, we're just waiting for a sexy thing to come along. God. I'm also waiting for my game to start. I got another football game I need to watch today, and that's going to start in about 18 more minutes. So I'm looking forward to that. Hooray. That reminds me. Hey, remember last week when that guy had the heart attack at Newcastle? Did you hear about this? Oh, God, a guy in the crowd. Right before halftime, a guy in the crowd had a heart attack. And the people around him signaled some players who told the ref, and some of the players ran off to the trainers to get a defibrillator. And they stopped the game, and they went running across the field. And I never ended up hearing what happened to that guy. Hopefully he's okay. Ooh, scary, scary. So I got to get some news on that. Maybe I should just look it up. I don't know. But I'm also sitting here looking at the notes that I made last night. I was looking at some stuff last night, and I got to build some stuff. I keep saying this, but I still haven't ordered any of the parts. I need some jacks. I need some pots. I need some... what else did I need? Oh, I was going to get some little chippy chews. I got to get some op amps. I need to make a couple of things. I need to make some multiples. I need to make some multipliers. I need X infinity multiples. And I need buffered multiples. And I need to make a little mixer. I need to make a little buffered mixer. No big deal of a thing, just like maybe 3 or 4 inputs. It just needs to be a little stupid thing. And I'm going to need op amps and pots and jacks to do this. Yeah. Oh, I'm so lazy. Why don't I want to do this? Because this is a great deal of effort for me. And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, this is no effort. Just get on your computer and go online. You can buy it from Amazon.Facebook.eBay.dot. Yeah, I don't have an app for that. I'm lacking an app. I don't have apps. So what does this mean? It means that I have to go somewhere. Basically, what it means is I need to go over to my parents' house, get on their computer, hand my dad a wad of cash and say, here, order these parts for me. Here, put your credit card number in here and just push OK. No, that wouldn't fly. My parents are not computer illiterate. That's the nice thing about my parents. I don't have to teach them how to email. this is something that they've understood since the 80s. Thank God. Right, so yeah, I got stuff I need to do. What have I been? What is the word that I'm looking for to describe what I've been doing? And I've been slacking? Slack. I do appreciate good slack. But you know what the real problem is? The real problem is that because I can't just go out and buy these parts, since I can't drive to the store to instantly purchase the parts, I don't have the motivation. The problem is, wait, let's have some background music. What do we got here? Oh, I think we got some Rambutan Dream. See, that's the thing is, when I have to order parts, you know, you order them up and it takes a few days for them to get to you. I do not want parts to take a few days to get to me because then I lose all the momentum that I had for the project. You know, it's like, yeah, I'm really excited to build a whatever. I'll just run over to Radio Shack, grab the parts, and I can have it done in like 3 hours. Yeah, no, that is no longer the case. It's like, yeah, oh, I'm going to build this cool thing that I need. And yeah, it'll only take 8 days for the parts to get to me. Yay. And in those 8 days, I have so many other great ideas and other projects to build and stuff that, you know, I just lose momentum. Ooh, this sounds nice and patty. Oh, it's like I'm having a tangerine dream. Oh. Which is odd. I do not dream of tangerines. I dream of satsumas. I dream of calamansi. And I dream of eating lunch, which is what I have to do. So let's end this. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. My name is Tobe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. I gotta find something to eat.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.